This is Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Friday the 19th of September. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low just west of Rockall 995, expected Hebrides 999 by 1800 Friday. New low expected Rockall 1008 by same time. Low Viking 996 losing its identity by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cira, south at Cira, 40s, Cromartie 4th. Westerly backing southerly or southwesterly for a time 4 to 6. Rain or showers moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, southwest veering west later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, south or southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, south or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, south or southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Plymouth, south or southwest 3 to 5, drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 becoming south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, easterly 5 to 7 in far southeast, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, southwesterly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Fitzroy. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwesterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in southeast. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in northwest. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic, mainly northeast 7 to severe gale 9, backing north 6 or 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, then north later 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly 6 to gale 8, showers, good. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by east 5, recent drizzle. 6 miles, 1,005, falling more slowly. Stornoway, east-northeast 3, recent rain, 8 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by north 3, 12 miles, 1,004, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by west 2, 16 miles, 1,007, now falling. Aberdeen, southeast by south 2, slight rain, 13 miles, 1,008, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by south 1, drizzle, 2 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Boomer, south-southwest 3, recent rain, 30 miles, 1,011, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1,015, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 5, 11 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 3, 11 miles, 1,022. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest 3, 1,021, now falling. Jersey, southeast 3, 19 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 3, 11 miles, 1,021. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 5, missed, 4 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, south-southwest 5, missed, 4 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Aberporth, south by west 5, 9 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by south 6, missed, 2 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by south 4, missed, 3 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Valencia, south-southwest 3, missed, 4 miles, 1,011, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southwest 6, missed, 2 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Malin Head, south 3, 19 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by east 3, 14 miles, 1,008, rising slowly. And the weather reports for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: complex areas of low pressure will lie north and west of the United Kingdom by midday on Friday. This will maintain the unsettled weather across northern and western parts, with strong winds here at times. On Saturday, a developing area of low pressure will cross England and Wales, bringing rain, thundery showers and a risk of gales or severe gales to some southern and western coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in northwest. Occasional rain or showers, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south veering southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest, veering west later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate in north. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Northumberland to Salsibill, southwesterly backing southeasterly for a time, then becoming variable later 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Salsibill to Lyme Regis, south or southwest, backing southeast for a time, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in east. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later in west, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west. Occasional drizzle, rain later, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest, 4 to 6, veering north or northwest, 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, veering westerly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, mainly in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 in south and increasing 7 at times in north, veering westerly 4 or 5 later. Showers good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly 3 to 5 at first in north, otherwise southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times later, then veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 at times later, then veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later in northwest. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's it for Radio 4 for Thursday. We're about to join the World Service for a few hours. If you're in the market for late night radio drama, over on Radio 4 Extra, John Gordon Sinclair stars as Dr. Finlay in another further adventure of a black bag. Friday's programmes on Radio 4 get underway at 5 o'clock. Until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of everyone here at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night. Nostar. Good night.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The United States has vetoed a draft United Nations Security Council resolution demanding an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza, along with increased humanitarian access. The US official said it failed to condemn Hamas or recognize Israel's right to defend itself and wrongly legitimized false narratives benefiting Hamas. More from Pratiksha Gildial in New York.
This is the sixth time that the US has cast a veto over the war in Gaza. All other members voted in favor of the resolution, which also demanded the unconditional release of all Israeli hostages being held by Hamas and other groups. The text described the humanitarian situation in the territory as catastrophic and expressed grave concern over Israel's expanding military operation in Gaza City, which it said was deepening the suffering of civilians.
President Trump is on his way back to the U.S. after an unprecedented second state visit to Britain. Before he left, he and the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer spoke of the enduring friendship between America and Britain. More from Alison Roberts.
Before returning to the White House, Donald Trump offered further reflections on his visit in an interview with Fox News. Asked if he was open to the Prime Minister trying to improve the UK's trade deal with the US, particularly on steel tariffs, he responded, "I like him, but we're making a lot of money." The President also waded into illegal immigration, an issue he said was hurting Sir Keir Starmer badly. Downing Street will mostly be relieved that the visit saw both leaders keeping their unlikely rapport intact, despite differences of opinion and policy.
President Trump has canvassed the idea of removing broadcasting licenses from U.S. TV networks that carry material which is hostile to him. He said he had been told